When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Sam and Julio and Monday Matters, we're around to you, Samuelson.
I love the chicken or the egg debate. So just further with Harley Reid. So just further to what we're talking about, fit, available and high-performing senior players matter. So the Harley Reid hype, and it is a sexy story at West Coast, and we all fall into it and we all love watching him. He's been put up as the fire starter, and this kid has injected everyone with the confidence serum, right? He's the golden touch. And he might well be. We love Harley Reid and what he's doing at 18 or 19 as he turned last week, because you can't help but imagine what he'll be doing at 23. Yeah. Yep. But it's the senior core, isn't it? Finally, like guys like Yo, who's been on fire at the coalface, Kelly alongside him, McGovern down back, Waterman up forward, Plugger Waterman as he's now known, Barris as well, is massive. So McGovern only 9 games last year, Yo 10, Waterman 11, Barris 14, and we know their injuries is for the last several years.
Yep.
Surely that core back up and available goes into the mix with the kid, Harley Reid, to get them to win 2 in a row for the first time since Adam was a boy, rather than surely the kids hasn't just got the dog leash out and is pulling them all along behind them. Surely.
No, but you do need a fire starter every now and again. And those blokes probably, who knows what their mindset was like. They might have just been fearing the worst, and then they have a couple of bad losses to start the season. Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then suddenly Harley Reid goes, jumper, here we go, I've kicked a goal, get on board. And then suddenly he plays the games that he's played the last 2 weeks. And you're right about all the other blokes. There's no question. An 18-year-old cannot do it at this level on his own.
So even though he's a clearance beast, Harley Reid, he wins his own ball. He goes looking for contact half the time. Would he be – the question we can't answer is, would – the Harley Reid at West Coast that we're seeing now be that same Harley Reid at North Melbourne?
Why not?
Because he doesn't have a senior core around
him. He'd play the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Would he have the same influence?
It's hard to know. He certainly doesn't have a Tom Barras and a Jeremy McGovern behind the ball. That's 100% certain.
He doesn't have a Yo and Kelly in the middle either.
No, but he's got a lot of young, exceptional young talent around him. It's hard
to
know.
They're not playing like Yo and Kelly.
Yeah. So would they have won 2 games with him, North Melbourne? I doubt it.
No.
I don't know. But he is given, what are those things where when they put the paddles on you?
The Mica unit.
What do they call that?
The defibrillator.
He's the defibrillator.
The defibrillator.
Yeah, I can't say the word, but that's what he is.
A defib.
They've whacked Harley Reid onto the squad, and suddenly the heartbeat is strong. It's fun to watch. Go on, Keith.
Just change the subject ever so slightly, but transparency matters. And I refer to the 23 Chinese athletes that was revealed over the weekend that had tested positive to a banned substance. And I think that ultimately what transpired, the way I read it, I kind of get, which might sound odd, but I don't get the way in which that there was such secrecy around it prior to the Tokyo Olympics. And normally, anyone who fails a drug test, they automatically get some sanction of some type, like we saw with our own Peter Boll. And athletes are educated ad nauseum that they have the responsibility for anything that they ingest and any banned substance that they ingest. Yep. Now, it was ultimately it was tested and it was shown that it was inadvertent what they received. And that was
all 23 of them.
The tests were done.
All 23 of them.
By the Chinese athletic positive, their version of their.
So the Chinese investigated their own.
They did. Yep. But then because of that, it was referred to WADA. WADA went through it and found the same findings as the Chinese authorities. Then FINA went and tested it, and they also investigated, mm-hmm. and they supported it all. So the outcome between all those three entities was no, this was an inadvertent positive test.
All 23 of them.
Yes, because they were all living in the one facility,
sure.
Andy.
Yep.
And to me, I understand how we'd be suspicious of it because of the history of what has taken place in China with smashing vials of blood and all that.
And athletes not being able to find swimsuits big enough to house their bodies.
A lot of those...
Because their muscles are just...
But Andy, a lot of those eventually were detected and suspended.
That's right.
But in this case I think the biggest issue that helps facilitate and propagate the theory that there is a conspiracy going
on. Some sort of cover up,
is the fact that why didn't we hear about this prior to Tokyo? If in fact you find that this is all hunky dory and there's no issues, well, just let us know, because now that it's been revealed three years later. That's now, hang on, there's some sort of conspiracy and cover-up. But when you read into the way in which it's investigated, and I know that there'll be some people that will question WADA. They'll be question FINA.
Most.
And some, not all.
No, I think a lot.
And perhaps understandably justified. But if you do have faith in that system, which I still do, I still remain to have faith in the international with policing of it, which is WADA, and I still trust that they did investigate it. But where the red flag rises and helps hurt this circumstance.
There's been calls for an independent investigation.
Well, they've done. Isn't WADA independent?
No, we need another one, don't we?
Well, WADA is independent.
All right. Clearly, the insinuation is that there's something a bit fishy about all of this. Right, there's the insinuation
but
is
that's because it wasn't transparent when it first happened.
Okay, so no further investigation required of the process of the WADA involvement, the FINA involvement. No need for anyone to come in before Paris. I mean, if there's innocent Chinese swimmers, and I suspect there probably are, who are totally clean, when they stand on the blocks in Paris, what's the world thinking?
Well,
thinking?
But they were thinking that whether this happened or not, Andy. That you only have to read comments by our swimmers and athletes, and they go, we just hope, and it's all we can do. We can put faith in the system, and we just hope that we're competing on an even keel.
Nothing to see here then. Move on.
Well, but there is something to see here, and that is the system. The system that allowed this to be covered up or not revealed, that's the thing that hurts the outcome and hurts the credibility.
Yep.
Because if you have faith in WADA.
Yep. So what if we've got to get to the news. Mm. But what if there was another investigation and the finding was, no, we've seen the data and the data stands up. Mm. The data says this was inadvertent.
That's what it did. They've already done that.
I understand
WADA
that.
And FINA.
Will you listen to what I'm saying, Keith?
Okay.
What if the independent review comes in and says, yes, tick, nothing to see here in that regard, but the handling of the information supply left a lot to be desired, and that should never happen again.
Great. That's probably helpful.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Mm. Maybe that can be the thing that comes from this. But here we are 3 years later, we're hearing about it for the first time, and it stinks. It's 28 to 5.